peach and champagne. So I don't know. Yeah. I think your mom's just a lush. Well, anyways. Well, that's cool. She's just looking for a reason to drink peach schnapps, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that this isn't bad, actually.
I am a fan so far, just off this. The vodka sodas are killing it compared to the hard seltzers.
Yeah, I think it's because like the flavor is a bit better, and maybe it's because the vodka is kind of like softening it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is weird, but I think we're going to rate the Kirkland Vodka and Soda Peach a 4.
Oh, Mike's going to roll over in his studio.
Wow.
All right.
Crazy. Crazy. Oh, it's a fuzzy navel.
That's right. Okay. There you go.
Fuzzy navel. All right. Moving on. The next one. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do the watermelon. Scared of the watermelon. Now, when you think of watermelon, we'll be back in just a minute.
I'll tell you after the break.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. We are cracking them open and taking one for the team. So today is a summer of questionable decisions. And
very questionable.
Is it? And right before the break, we started talking about vodka sodas from Kirkland Brand, otherwise known as Costco.
That's boring as fuck.
I know. But again, you're at Costco, you're getting your food for a big party, whether it's a graduation, birthday, holiday.
You're buying your 7-pound pack of hot dogs for the party, and you're like, what are we all going to drink?
And you know what? You see this in the aisle. You've been tempted, so here we are. Okay, next up is going to be the watermelon vodka soda.
Smells like watermelon.
Jolly Rancher watermelon.
Jolly Rancher watermelon. Yes.
Watermelon.
Watermelon, yeah. The flavor to me is more cucumber. It's very
weird.
Well, the flavor between watermelon and cucumber can be kind of similar. And this doesn't have the sweetness of watermelon. There's that sugary note of really ripe watermelon. This is almost more like when you get close to the rind.
Yes. Yes. This is the edge of the watermelon, not the sweetest part. However, if you're looking for that, this is not that fake sugary sweetness. So this could be a plus for some people.
It's not a bad flavor. I would put some gin in this. I'd make a gin and tonic with this. And I think you'd be okay.
Yeah, you would. Okay.
But I love gin and tonic, so.
What would you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to rate the watermelon vodka and soda a 3.
Is it weird that my stomach's starting to hurt?
Okay, moving on. Let's get to the last one. Oh, pineapple. Pineapple's a fickle woman. You know what I mean? Like,
it smells like pineapple, dude. Like when you open one of those containers of pre-sliced, like the pineapple chunks that you get at the grocery store. That's exactly what it smells like.
Or you go to the car wash and you're cleaning out the inside of your car and like it has the flavored air fresheners.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you find like a pineapple under your seat.
No.
Like, oh, wow. I forgot about that guy.
No.
I wonder where that pineapple I bought 3 months ago was. Huh. Eh. I mean, again, to me, this is the, this is like the peach, seltzer all over again. Like it smells really strong and then, or the grapefruit, I'm sorry. It smells really strong and then you get it and the flavor just can't back it up.
And kind of dies off.
This is better though, because I still am not getting that fake sweetener at the end.
No, no, I'm not either. And that's actually, that's a plus for me.
I say if you've got a choice between vodka sodas and hard seltzers, go vodka seltzer or vodka soda every time.
Yeah. I think that now, sadly, there's only three flavors to the pack that you can get. But I think these three flavors are reasonable. They're not overly sweet.
Yep.
And I mean, if this is what you're going for, then enjoy.
Same calories per can, a little bit less booze, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. Okay, well, we are going to rate the pineapple from Kirkland Brand's vodka and soda thing a 3.
Yeah, nice job.
I mean, yeah.
So I think those, both of those packs are a good value buy if that's what you're already into.
Right.
If you're a hard seltzer person, totally go with that. If you're a vodka soda person, totally go with that.
Well, and the thing that's nice about this is it's one-stop shopping. If you're getting your condiments, your main parts, your sides, your tablecloths, your paper plates, and all of that stuff.
You're just buying all the groceries for the month.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can go there.
Yeah.
And you can get it, and you can feel okay. I mean, as long as they're ice cold, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to get to the bonus.
Dun, dun, dun. Bonuses.
And this bonus is actually kind of special. So, we found the Kirkland Helles Style Lager. And guess what, folks? It's from Deschutes.
In Bend, Oregon, I believe.
And it's 4.5% ABV. And the thing about this is, this is a GABF award-winning beer.
Yeah. From one of the, from one of the better craft breweries in America, I would say.
Yes.
Consistently for years and years and years.
I mean, this won gold at 2023 GABF.
Yeah.
So that's like, that's kind of impressive because it's relatively recent.
Yeah.
And I mean, we are fans of Deschutes. Here at Sips as
like,
Smokes.
You can buy a case of this for, I forget, but it's very
cheap
compared to other similar beers. And this is a super tasty light lager that you could have in your fridge. You don't worry about hops falling off or anything crazy. It's a good drinking Helles lager.
Clearly, we've been drinking this before the episode.
Absolutely. Yes. And it is just super tasty.
And to make it even cooler, you are seeing the Deschutes logo on.
I know, right?
I've had
other Kirkland brand beers that are brewed by mystery breweries and they hide them and stuff.
There's no mystery with this.
I hope they continue this trend of partnering with really good breweries to make signature beers because, like, that is so cool, you know, that they're really doing that. And like, you could feel really good about buying that beer if you're a beer nerd or if you're just somebody who wants to drink like if Sam Adams is your jam usually, or one of these other Helles beers, you know, buy this one.
Yes.
And
it's completely worth it.
It's very affordable. It's great flavor. That is one of the best values in beer I have seen in a long time.
Yeah, it really is. And a Helles lager is very approachable. It goes with so many different food styles
Yeah.
that really it's a winner.
Yeah. you watch, drink it while you're watching the ball game, hang out, eat some wings, eat a burger, eat a pizza, whatever, eat a steak, you know, whatever. It's all going to be good. And it's, yeah, man, I cannot believe.
I mean, if you're out camping, yeah, you know, with the gang, which is something a lot of us from Pennsylvania do.
Yeah,
is,
you come, you know, rolling, you come roll up to the campsite with a case of that.
Oh. And everyone's a fan. Yeah. And 4.5% ABV.
Yeah, dude.
Like, wow.
Great sessionable lager. Yeah. Very cool.
That's just crazy. Well, we are going to rate this bonus beer, this bonus thing for the Summer of Questionable Decisions, which is the Helles Lager from Deschutes and Kirkland, a 5.
Nice.
So honestly, I mean, I know this is a questionable decision, getting hard seltzers and vodka sodas from Costco of all places, but in the grand scheme of things, it's actually one of the better questionable decisions we've made.
Well, and I feel like they are a place that takes pride in what they do, and they want to keep their customers, their members happy, you know. And so you don't make people happy by putting kind of iffy stuff out there.
Right. Well, I think this was a really good episode. What do you think?
Me too.
Yeah.
It was great.
And that's going to do it for us today, folks. Taking one for the team, and we're still alive at the end of it.
Barely.
Barely. Good old boy Dave, thanks for being here.
I like this.
Thanks, Mike. This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Yeah!
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
You're listening to